if you are a conservative and you truly believe in conservative principles and practice those principles, you really should end up on the side of the Palestinian people instead of the Israeli oppressors. If you really know what's going on there and you know the history of what's happening. And this begins with just one of the very first principles of conservatism and also the United States Constitution, that all men are created equal. Of course, it means men and women as well, you know, translated into modern day language. But all people are created equal. That's a fundamental principle of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the principles upon which the United States of America was founded. It's also a key principle of conservatism. This principle is not at all followed by Israel. The Israeli government, its leaders, both secular and religious leaders and political leaders, and certainly the military leaders, they quite literally believe that they are divinely selected by God to sit above other people, and that they alone have the divine right to commit genocide and ethnic cleansing against the Palestinian people in order to steal their land and claim it as Israeli land. Now, this is not an exaggeration or hyperbole. This is a core principle belief of what is modern day Israel. And it started, you know, in 1948. The Israelis coming, mostly fleeing persecution in Western Europe, and then persecuting the Palestinians in response to that, kicking in doors, shooting Palestinians, arresting them, displacing them, loading them on trucks and shipping them off to, well, what's known as Gaza Strip now, stealing their land and committing ethnic cleansing against the Palestinians. That is what Israel was founded on. That is a core driving principle of Zionism and what defines modern day Israel. And it even defines this current conflict, which is really just a set of actions designed to steal Gaza from the Palestinians, you know, to displace them. That's why Israel is ordering their evacuation. They want all the Palestinians to leave. They're going to bomb the Gaza Strip into rubble. They're going to bulldoze it and rebuild it and reclaim it as Israeli land, and the Palestinians will never be allowed to return. That's exactly what's happening. And everything else is just window dressing on that. But that is what's happening. That's why Hamas was allowed to attack Israel. It wasn't an intelligence failure. It was a deliberate operation to justify the complete extermination of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. Now, if you believe the principle that all men are created equal, if that is a principle to you, then by definition, it has to be universal. Otherwise, it's not a principle. Otherwise, you're just a member of a tribe. You're just part of a gang. Could be the Israeli gang, could be the Hamas gang, could be the white gang, the black gang, the Mexican gang, whatever. If you don't believe in universal principles, you're just a member of a gang. You're no better than anybody else. Only principled people have the moral high ground in all of this. And by principle, if all men are created equal, then that must include, of course, the Palestinian people. It must also include, you know, people in Peru, people in Taiwan, you know, people in Somalia, that wherever people are in the world, that they're all created equal. You know, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, and so on. And in this principle, then, you must recognize, especially as a conservative and a person of faith, typically, you must recognize that all people are created by God. In other words, all people are children of God, even if they don't worship God. So even, believe it or not, children who are atheists or Satanists, they were originally created as children of God, even though they diverted from that path. Same thing is true about Muslims. They're all children of God because God is the creator of all that is, and the gift of life is a gift from God, whether that child is born to an Arab, a Muslim, you know, a Jew, a Sikh, a Hindu, a Christian, an atheist, even a Satanist. Still, the creation of that life is a miracle from God. All children are children of God. And thus, if you declare that one group of children, based on their ethnicity, their religion, their skin color, their circumstance, their nationality, if you declare one group of people to be unworthy of God's protection, and you believe that you have the right to exterminate those people, then you are not a conservative. And also, by the way, you are not practicing Christian principles either. You're not even practicing humanitarian principles at all. No human being has the right to exterminate an ethnic group that of their choosing. No human being has that right. When Hitler did it, it was declared to be wrong. And that declaration is correct. It was wrong. It was a crime against humanity. In that case, a crime against the Jews. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. It's wrong to exterminate Jews. It's wrong to exterminate Palestinians. It's wrong to exterminate, you know, whites, blacks, Asians, any group, obviously. And yet, we have many, many conservatives today. You see it all across conservative media now, and even independent media, cheerleading the extermination of the Palestinians, as if this is some kind of a victory, cheering the destruction of 2.3 million Palestinian civilians. I would say to those people who are cheering that on, you are not Christians, you are not conservatives, you are fake conservatives, and you are not good people. Now, the next issue is abortion versus pro-life. Nearly all conservatives run around saying that they are pro-life. We're pro-life, pro-life, pro-life. We support life. We believe in the sanctity of the life of the unborn child, which I believe in. I am pro-life. The difference is I'm pro-life universally. I think it's wrong to abort any human babies in any population, whereas many conservatives today, those who are siding with Israel and the Zionist propaganda, they absolutely support aborting Palestinian babies. They're calling for it because bombing civilians is bombing pregnant women, and it is aborting their babies and aborting the mother at the same time. So, you know, how dare these people say they are pro-life when in reality they support the mass abortion of children of an ethnicity that they themselves want to target. So again, if you're not pro-life as a universal principle, if you don't believe in the dignity and sanctity of life for all babies, of all human beings across the entire planet, including the human beings with whom you disagree, then you're not pro-life at all. You're a faker. You're a poser. You're just like Planned Parenthood. It's just that you wish Planned Parenthood was operating more in Palestine. And they are operating in Palestine, by the way. And they are murdering Palestinian babies. And I wonder why conservatives don't speak out against that. Ever wondered? I've not seen a single conservative that supports Israel speak out against Planned Parenthood in Palestine or in the Gaza Strip. Why? Because these fake conservatives support the extermination of Palestinian babies. They're not pro-life. They're disgusting hypocrites. Now then, there's the issue of occupation. And oh, this is a contentious issue, of course. But before 1948, the area today known as both Palestine and Greater Israel, it was all Palestinian land. Unless you go back a couple thousand years, when it belonged to, you know, all kinds of various groups over time with shifting borders all the way into modern-day Lebanon and modern-day Jordan and so on and Egypt. When the Israelis, who weren't even called that originally, did occupy some of those lands. But since modern times, even for centuries, it was all Arab land. It was all Palestinian land. So the Israelis showed up, again, mostly coming out of Europe, fleeing persecution of the Jews in Europe. They came to the Middle East and they said, we're just going to take this land from the Palestinians. We're just going to shoot the Palestinians. We're going to murder them. We're going to steal their homes. We're going to displace them and just call this Israel. That's exactly what they did. And they've been doing it ever since. Now, I ask you, morally, ethically, as a conservative, is that right? Is that morally right to have done that to a group of people? And the answer, of course, is no, it's morally wrong. It violates many key principles of conservatism, one of which is, of course, individual liberty. You should have the liberty, especially to defend your own home. I mean, we have so many people who are so-called conservatives talking about the Second Amendment and the right to defend yourself against aggressors. Well, since 1948, who were the aggressors? It was the Israelis. They murdered brutally. They shot and killed. They carried out literal genocide against the Palestinian people for generations now. And they have built a giant open-air prison. They have imprisoned the Palestinian people, millions of them, in Gaza Strip, where Israel prohibits the trade of food. So Israel is interfering with free market principles. The Palestinians are not allowed to practice free trade, not by any means. They are entirely controlled. They are entirely surveilled. It's a police state surveillance grid. And all of you who despise the surveillance grid, the police state tactics of the United States or Canada or Australia and so on, well, Israel has built a horrifying dystopian police state for the Palestinian people. It's one of the worst examples of a police state in the history of the world, if not the worst. So unless you support police state tactics and the enslavement and imprisonment of people, then you can't possibly support Israel and its tactics against the Palestinian people. Unless you're just full-blown Orwellian. I mean, if you love the CIA, if you love George Bush, if you love the surveillance state and the spying on the American people, then you probably do love Israeli tactics, because that's exactly what they do against the Palestinians. But you need to understand the truth about what you're choosing here. If you choose to support Israel in its current rendition of its tactics, you are supporting police state tactics, you are supporting brutality, you're supporting genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes. You know, Israel has bombed hospitals in Gaza 51 times since October 7th, killing at least 15 healthcare workers, according to the United Nations. And right now, Israel is ordering almost two dozen other hospitals or healthcare centers to evacuate, saying that Israel is going to bomb them too. These are war crimes. Even the siege of Gaza is a war crime. All of these actions by Israel violate the core principles of conservatism. And unless you're going to just, you know, cherry pick what principles you want to support at which time and with which nations or which ethnic groups, which makes you just a hypocrite, by the way, unless you're going to cherry pick all these, your principles have to apply universally. You either support human rights for all humans, or you don't support them at all. You either support freedom for all human beings, or you don't support freedom at all. Now, Israel colonized and has occupied what used to be Palestine, and they've done so with a kind of brutality that in the United States was matched by the colonizers' treatment of Native Americans that, of course, you know, previously occupied what is present-day continental United States. That was wrong, too. That was genocide, too. And as I said earlier, if you believe in the Second Amendment, then you believe in the right of people to defend themselves against aggression directed at them. Now, for the record, this does not excuse in any way the terrorism tactics of Hamas. I do not consider that to be self-defense. That is straight up terrorism. They targeted civilians. They did horrific things. And that should be condemned universally based on the core principle that we don't kill women and children, right? Which is one of the principles that I have espoused repeatedly. But that principle must also apply to Israel. So just because Hamas killed Israeli civilians doesn't make it right for Israel to murder Palestinian civilians. Just as today, because, let's say, the American government has a history of genocide against Native Americans, that would not excuse people of Native American descent today getting together and just mass slaughtering American civilians somewhere because they were angry about the history. That is not acceptable. Those tactics are not acceptable, no matter what. You know, just to be clear. But Native Americans do have the right to challenge the theft of their lands, I believe, in the court of law. Although, of course, the courts are rigged because the courts are run by the colonizers, right? So how can you ever get a fair trial? And that's what Native American groups have come to find out. They can never get a fair trial because those efforts have also been attempted to some degree. And it's, you know, it's astonishing to me that we hear all this talk of reparations for Black people in America, you know, constant talk of reparations, payments to people who were descendants of slaves. You never hear talk of reparations for the Native Americans whose land was stolen from them. And that theft is well documented, the Native American lands. Look, there have been many wrongs committed against a great many people throughout history. None of that excuses committing wrongs again today, or doubling down on wrongs, or expanding the number of people to whom you are committing new wrongs. This just perpetuates the cycle of misery, suffering, death, violence, conflict, to keep wronging other groups. Our founding fathers had it right. There are certain principles that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights and in the Constitution to some degree, that if followed, actually lead to sustainable societies because they are based on the universal recognition of humanity, human dignity, and really fundamental equality, not in the sense of equal outcomes, of course, but equal humanity. That every man is created equal, every woman, every child created equal. If we were to simply honor that, which is what our founding fathers asked of us, then we would not be seeing all these conflicts in the Middle East. And if the Israelis honored that, they could not possibly conduct these indiscriminate civilian bombings against the Palestinian civilians as they are doing right now. So, understand what this is. Stick to your principles. I certainly am sticking to mine. And remember that the founding fathers had it right. And if we apply their principles to the situation today, it's very clear what needs to happen next, which is a ceasefire, de-escalation, diplomacy, and a recognition of the Palestinian people to have their own recognized nation, their own sovereignty, their own human rights, their own standing in the world today. And that, my friends, is called a two-state solution. The alternative to that, which is Israel assaulting Gaza, continuing its bombing campaign, escalating this war to a regional war, that alternative, most likely, as you'll hear in upcoming interviews from my guests, that alternative leads to the total destruction of Israel. And that seems to be the path that Israel is pursuing right now, perhaps unbeknownst to them. They don't realize they're on a suicide mission, but indeed, that's what history tells us they are pursuing. So call for peace, we can live together. But if you call for war, then it is you who may be destroyed. That's the upshot of all of this. Thank you for listening today. Hope this gives you something to think about. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com founder, and of course, naturalnews.com. God bless you all. Take care.